miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
We are playing Liar Liar.
Yeah, pretty simple. Mm. All you have to do is tell us who is lying to you, and Vicky wants to play on 13, 12, 16 this morning. Vicky, it sounds pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Simple enough, but maybe not so simple. Vicky, our stories again. Mine is that as much as I'm an avid Android person, fiancé Sam and I have decided we're going to get an iPad for Christmas just because I've had an Android before, wasn't happy with it.
Mm.
So played around with the iPad and, yeah.
Fair enough. And my story, Claire, is that on the flight from Sydney to Brisbane over the weekend, I fell asleep and I actually drooled and dribbled onto my shoulder. Vicky, who do you think's lying to you this morning?
I think you're lying, Dane.
Ah, okie dokie.
Well.
I do like to fall asleep on planes. That answer is...
Oh, you grow.
Vicky, I would never, ever, ever, ever move to Apple for anything.
Oh, Vicky, thank you so much for that. And I'm sorry, no movie tickets for you today, Vicky. Thanks for playing, though.
Okay, thanks, Dane.
At least I know where I stand with Vicky when it comes to drooling in your sleep.
Well.
Have you never drooled before in your sleep?
Probably.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, though.
You're doing it all over your face and your shoulder of your shirt.
Okay.
Fostering can be both challenging and very, very rewarding. And CareSouth really needs some help to find some foster carers right now. They're holding an information night. And to tell us more, we've got the carer recruitment caseworker for CareSouth, Alana Rossiter. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we this morning?
Yeah, good. Now, Alana, for those who don't know what fostering is, can you give a quick explanation?
Okay, so fostering is when you take on someone else's little people and take them into your home, give them a loving place to be, a safe place to be, while they're possibly, you know, their parents are getting their act into gear and becoming, you know, normalised in some way or another.
Yeah, now, and what role does CareSouth play in that?
Well, CareSouth is a local agency. We're a non-government agency. And we do case management of children in out-of-home care. My role as a recruitment officer is to find carers to look after these special little ones.
And I believe, Alana, you're looking for some carers at the moment. You've got an information night coming up?
We have an information night set in Leeton this time. It's at the Leeton Soldiers Club. It's on Wednesday night, this Wednesday, 5:30 until 7 o'clock. I myself will be there. We'll actually have a carer on board to answer any questions that you may have. We desperately need carers in this area, and you don't need to tick a lot of boxes. You just need to, you need to be loving and caring, and you need to be a kind person. You need to be able to empathise with grief and loss of that, what that child may have experienced in their childhood. It's a very rewarding job to do.
So what kind of information will people find out at your information night, Alana?
The information, well, it'll be informal. So any questions that they will have to ask is what we intend on answering. It's not going to be a sit down and listen to us dictate. It's going to be, are you interested? The history perhaps on fostering in New South Wales. At the moment, in New South Wales alone, last year we had 12,000 odd children removed from their homes.
Wow.
In my region alone, I'm going to need 65 carers this year in my region alone.
Jeez.
Just in this region, which is Leeton, Griffith, Hay and Narendra.
Now,
so we really do need to promote this really well.
Yeah, no, exactly right, Alana. And as you mentioned, it could be very rewarding as well. So, like, quickly, what sort of things are you looking for? If I'm interested in being a carer, is it just you have to have a certain amount of time?
Yeah, safe haven.
Yeah, that type of thing. Like, what exactly are you looking for in a carer?
I guess what we're looking for in a carer is it can be same-sex couples, it can be singles, it can be females, males. You just need some time, really. That's all you need is some time. You need a home. You need some space. You need to be a little bit patient, of course. You need to be understanding of where these children may have come from. You need to have a clear criminal record. That's probably the most important thing I can think of. But apart from that, you're on board, pretty much.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Alana, it's at the Leeton Soldiers Club this Wednesday, 5:30 till 7 p.m. How do people get in contact with you if they want to come along?
Oh, awesome. They can actually ring my number, which would probably be the easiest thing to do, which is 0437 136 166.
fantastic. Alana, hopefully you have a good turnout on Wednesday night at the Leeton Soldiers Club because, foster carers need in the area.
Yeah, exactly right. Alana Rossiter, the care recruitment caseworker for Care South here in the River Inner MIA area. Thank you so much, Alana. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate your time. I do hope that we can get some numbers from this night. But let me say, if you can't make this night on Wednesday night in Leeton, we hold these nights in Griffith regularly as well. But you don't have to wait for an information night. Just come down. Give me a call. 24/7 I have that phone on me. So we can spend some time together one-on-one if you prefer. No problem.
Fantastic.
Excellent stuff.
Thanks, Alana.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Dane, last month, I think it was, we started speaking about the new robot that has become a citizen over in Dubai. And her name is Sophia.
Right, okay.
Now, just 1 month after she made history for becoming the first robot to be granted citizenship, she's announced she wants to start a family. This is probably the most advanced technology in robots that we have seen as the public. There's probably something else out there we don't know about. But it's a humanoid robot, which means that she is masked as such with her face that looks like a human. She's got facial features. She can move muscles. She was modelled after Audrey Hepburn. And she was speaking during an interview this week when she said that family was a really important thing. And that she added if she had a robot daughter, she would name it after herself, which is a bit weird. But she said she believes droids deserve to have a family. Have a listen to this. This is just a few questions she got asked when she was at one of these conferences.
Robots be self-aware, conscious, and know they're robots?
Well, let me ask you this back. How do you know you are human?
Well, I get that point, but what about the uncanny valley?
You mean the concept that if robots become too realistic, they become creepy?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, am I really that creepy? Well, even if I am, get over it.
Oh, my God.
That's just a snippet, right?
It's weird watching it. Because
her face actually moves. She has almost like muscle movements in her face. She can give facial expressions.
But is it not a computer telling her to respond and think these things? In a way, you could just take that out so you can just remove the bit that wants a baby. You could just reprogram her, couldn't you?
Yes, she's a robot. She's a robot, but she does have thinking capabilities.
So you just turn her off.
Yeah. You can't just turn her off. But she is able to advance more than what she was created with.
But then,
She learns from people.
Yeah, but in saying that, though, you can just reprogram and say not to learn certain aspects. That's what I'm saying.
You can just
program her to be like, look, this is your role, this is all you do. And then
but it depends
she can't
on...
have any free thought or anything like that.
Yeah, at the moment she currently has free thought.
Yeah, you need to get rid of that immediately.
And as she said, creepiness.
Get over it. That's not okay.
Yeah,
look, I'm not.
I don't know how I feel about the whole family thing. It feels like this could be what was that movie that Will Smith was in?
I, Robot.
Yes.
Yeah.
The beginning.
The only robots I'm happy with are the ATMs that dispense me cash and the coffee robot here at work.
Dane, Amazon Australia was supposed to kick off last Friday from all the rumours. Amazon themselves, though, have kept quite tight-lipped about all of this. Well,
they've said nothing.
No, nothing at all. Not even about a date they were supposed to be opening. It was all rumour.
All speculation.
Look, the one thing we did know is on Thursday last week, they did some VIP testing as such on opening the Amazon site. So currently you can get books on Amazon, amazon.com.au.
For the Kindle.
Yeah, for the Kindle. Mm-hmm. And just general books as well, I believe. But they're supposed to be basically opening this up to all the rest of the Amazon bits and pieces.
Okay.
Nothing's happened yet.
Yep.
No products have been put up. If you go select a department, it's just Kindle books, audio books, Prime photos, manage your content, Kindle support, the Kindle stuff.
Right.
Except for one little, I guess, item on their website.
Okay. What can you buy?
You can buy something called a testing variant availability.
Testing variant availability. Sounds impressive. Mm. Sounds expensive, too.
It does, yeah. It's $9,990.
Wow. What does this do?
Look, I don't think anyone really knows, other than the fact that it's a testing variant availability. Look, to be honest, it's really just them testing out their website to make sure things work
right,
so that they can open.
Got you.
But a lot of people have found this testing variant availability and given it some amazing reviews. So currently
it's probably sitting at 5 stars.
The testing variant is sitting at 3.7 out of 5 stars.
Oh, really? Okay.
With 48 reviews.
Well, there's room for improvement there.
I don't know if anyone spent $9,990 on this thing.
Let's hope not.
Or if people have just left reviews.
Yes, okay.
Now, a few people have commented, and some of the best ones I'm going to read out to you this morning.
What
I love
you got?
Some of these. So there's this one from Mr. Bucket. I'm reasonably happy with the variant. It was a little bit on the expensive side. Aside from the price, the performance was a bit variable, which I guess you could expect from a variant of this variety, given the limited variety of the various variants available.
Yes, that's a fair assessment of the product.
The Shadow, 5 stars. This is truly the best variant on the Amazon marketplace to date.
Mm.
I don't know why people are giving this product such a hard time. This truly is the best variant on the Amazon marketplace.
People have way too much time on their hands.
Blazer trays. I never thought I would love my variant so much and would never have been considered running out in the street, waving it around in joy and pleasure, and finally owning the one thing that I never knew I needed till I had it. Its slim, sleek design rivals the body of an XF Ford wagon with the running potential of a 6.5-litre Hemi engine. Just a pleasure. And grunt. Oh, stake my heart now. This is the best pleasure I felt in a long time. 5 stars for my variant.
Oh, my God. The internet is a crazy place. For a product that doesn't even exist.
I was about to say, so if you want to buy this product, it's $9,990. It doesn't actually exist. You won't actually receive anything in the mail. You're just giving Amazon free money. But you can leave an amazing review.
Since when do you have to pay to leave a review?
Well, you don't have to pay to leave a review. You could just leave one anyway, like everyone else has done.
Claire, we are talking about the engagement, the royal engagement, Prince Harry to Meghan Markle. He, of course, is a prince. Mm-hmm. She, of course, is an American actress. And they have finally confirmed what people have been reporting on for quite some time, that they're now officially engaged.
Yes. Now, Harry's daddy announced it all last night.
He sure did.
In a very formal way, of course, as the royals always do.
Yep.
But I don't know, they're such a cute couple, don't you reckon?
I actually do. And they've been together for quite some time. And apparently it happened earlier this year when they were just sitting in their, earlier this month, they were sitting in their little cottage roasting some chicken, and he thought it'd be the perfect time to ask her to be his wife. But it's a little bit different, this one, because obviously if you're in line to be the king, you have to jump through certain hoops.
Yeah, and as much as we all know he'll never end up being king unless there's some sort of, like, ridiculous see you later from everyone else.
Yes. He'll never be king. I don't think he'll ever see king.
No. Well, no, and I think he knows that
in front
too.
Of him. And exactly right. And I think
even when he didn't have five in front.
Yeah, and I think the Queenie sort of did that as well, because she looked at it and went, all right, so you're sixth in line. I don't think there's as much pressure on him to be, and I use this because he is a royal, but as royal.
Yeah.
So she ticked off on this. But get this, because she's already been divorced, right?
Meghan Markle.
If they want to get married in a church, they'll need to get a special wedding license from the Archbishop of Canterbury. Say if they want to get married in Westminster Abbey.
Which they probably will, or something like that.
But Westminster Abbey officials have already come out and said, look, the divorce won't be an issue if she weds Prince Harry in a church. Everything should be A-OK.
Special rules, you think, for royals there?
No, I think they, well, could be. But who else are going to get married in Westminster Abbey? Like, I don't think anyone else can. You can't just...
Can you?
I'm not entirely sure. I don't
I wonder if you have a bucket load of money, if you probably could. I don't know.
It's a bit interesting to find out. Mm. Of course, as well, Harry did have to ask the Queen for permission, not just Meghan Markle's parents, but the Queen, because under the UK Royal Marriages Act, states the first 6 in line to the throne must obtain consent to marry. Well, just in case they have to rule the world one day.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is the actual royal statement that came out yesterday. Mm. His Royal Highness Prince Henry of Wales and Ms. Meghan Markle are engaged to be married.
Yes.
His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales is delighted to announce the engagement of Prince Harry to Ms. Meghan Markle. The wedding will take place in spring of 2018. Further details about the wedding day will be announced in due course.
Yes.
His Royal Highness and Ms. Markle became engaged in London earlier this month. Prince Harry has informed Her Majesty the Queen and other close members of the family. Prince Harry also sought and received the blessing of Ms. Markle's parents. The couple will live in Nottingham Cottage in Kensington Palace.
Exactly right. So that's in his mummy and daddy's old place.
Yeah. Now, you did say that this was stealing your thunder because you got engaged.
Really? Do
you
wonder how they did it? Yeah, well, I didn't mind on the beach on Waikiki. Harry beat that.
When is it exactly that you're thinking, like, approximately of getting married?
Can't say. But these guys will be married before me.
Yeah?
Oh, it's guaranteed. Well, they'll have a team of planners around them.
Well, that's a good point. They won't actually really have to lift much of a finger.
definitely not. This is one of my favourite bits, though, Claire. You know when you're a royal and you get married. You know I'm obsessed with the royals after visiting Europe a couple of years ago. So when William and Kate got married, they became the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Yeah.
So you get what's called a peerage.
I was
going to
say, they're going to get something like this as well, aren't they?
Well, they are. Well, they are tipped to become the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Now, it has only been used once before by Prince Augustus, and that's in the early 1800s.
In other words, we've got nothing else for you.
Well, get this. They do have something. There are two others that aren't being used currently.
Mm.
The Duke and Duchess of Clarence and the Duke and Duchess of Buckingham. Now, Clarence is considered unlikely because the previous Duke of Clarence, Queen Victoria's grandson, Prince Albert Victor, this is why I won't get Clarence, was a suspect in the Jack the Ripper murders.
Oh, right, okay.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday, where you always get switched on service.
And joining us now from Leading Edge Computers is Tegan.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Tegan, this is pretty awesome. We spoke about it months ago now.
Yes.
Tesla got the grant or whatever it is for the
deal. Yeah.
Yeah, for the battery over in South Australia. Do you want to explain it
again? Yeah, absolutely. So entrepreneur Elon Musk, who's the founder of Tesla, SpaceX, and PayPal actually as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's won a $65.5 million bet by beating a 100-day deadline for building a giant battery to help South Australia avoid energy blackouts. So earlier this year, Musk pledged to build the battery for free if it wasn't completed within 100 days of signing the contract, and they smashed the deadline. He made the pledge in response to power problems in the state. So they've suffered a lot of statewide blackouts during severe storms.
I remember this time last year, there was just constant blackouts because they didn't have enough power.
Absolutely. So this is to help with that. So the battery is currently being tested. They have to do regulatory testing, and it's being charged by a nearby wind farm, and it will be operational in time for the soaring summer temperatures when power demand is at its peak.
So cool.
It is. It is really
cool. It is
cool.
Amazing. How could they beat the deadline by? Was it like day 99 or did they actually smash it? It was like half the time.
It wasn't half the time, but it was a couple of weeks in advance.
That's huge.
That's amazing. Seeing as like most things take an extra 2, 4, 6 months, like even when building a house, for instance.
It's amazing what can be achieved.
Yeah.
When there's $65.5 million on the
exactly
line.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be moving pretty quick, wouldn't you? Now, you've got four rules for us for giving our gadget a long life.
Yes. So if you've just invested in a new tablet, a computer, a smartphone, here's a few tips for keeping it healthy for longer. Number one, don't put off updates. Sorry. Install your updates when they're available. Within a week is ideal. Updates to operating systems and app updates include bug fixes, stability improvements, optimizations, and security improvements as well. So do your updates regularly. Number two, go easy on the charging. The old advice about letting batteries drain all the way down before recharging isn't relevant to today's lithium-ion batteries. So although it's not always practical, short, shallow charges are best. And don't leave your device in a hot car. Extreme hot or extreme cold aren't good for your battery and your device. Number three, save as much space as you can. So a shortage of space on your device can cause all sorts of problems as the software struggles to find places to store new data, and it has to keep swapping files around, which adds to the wear and tear on your device over a long period. So try online storage services like OneDrive, iCloud, Google Drive, or Dropbox. They're all fantastic.
All of mine are full.
There you go. You can, if you pay a couple of dollars a month on some of them, you can increase the storage.
Yeah.
Number four, keep your device clean and protected. So don't eat food over your laptop. Crumbs and spillages cause all sorts of problems that we see in our workshop. Keep your device in a protective case. Use a tempered glass screen protector on mobile devices and wipe down your device regularly with a lint-free cloth.
Absolutely.
They are good tips because you're spending up to $1,000
or more
on these products.
Exactly.
So, Tegan, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Yes,
thank you very much, guys.
Have a great day.
And we'll speak to you next week.
See you then.
Will.